WWA Mobile.
N4ZLK, hope you're well today.
How are you, buddy? Are you on the road again?
In life. I'm on the road, headed into being on the road.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Do you ever get that white line fever?
I know what the white line is, but I never heard that term before. I can imagine it's something to do with spending a lot of time on the road.
White lines or yellow lines in the middle of the road all turn solid.
They're hard to, some places are hard to see where they've been faded, and depending on the weather, that can get a little tricky.
Where are you headed today, bud? Down to Atlanta again?
Headed up to drop something off at my son's house here just between Travelers Rest and Greenville, and then headed on into work. Be headed out to Atlanta later on tonight, yes.
You had Atlanta run for about, 18 months now? Maybe a year?
Finishing up my, let's see. I think in October it'll be 2 years that I've been on it now, this coming October.
Something like that. I remember you talking about moving over to that. Well, was it worth it? Was the money there?
It's definitely better than what I could do during the, working day, a day route. I barely get 40 hours, which is nice, but the extra helps. And if I feel like taking a Friday off like I'm trying to do tomorrow, or take a day off, but I can make just as much, if not more, as I was doing 4 days during the week, or during the daytime. So, I'll stay on here for a little bit longer.
Yeah. So what's it take you? What is that, about a 9-hour run? Three down with three and a half down with a hour and a half turnaround?
But I start at 5:30 and I make a pickup at Granger and Fountain Inn, take it up to Spartanburg, and then I don't leave for Atlanta until about 9:30. So, I'm usually back by 5:30 is early, or good. 5:30 to 6:30 is when I get back.
It's a 12-hour day. That's a long day, bud.
To tell me. Fortunately, it's broken up. I'm not sitting behind the wheel all that time. On the road, I'm not driving the whole time, so that helps.
How are they compensating you now? Is it by the mile, or is it just by the hour, or, what are they doing for you?
Hour, and it's considered a 10-hour run, so anything over 10 hours is overtime.
Because, by the mile, you would really get short-shanked because of all the traffic on 85, especially when some idiot pulls something in the middle lane, huh?
I don't have any what they call mileage runs out of Greenville. They have some out of the bigger places, and they basically get in and go, and they're driving, 5.5, 6.5 hours straight, meeting whoever they're right back for that same amount of time. So, I guess it'd be 5.5 at the most driving before they could meet, because you only have 11 hours of total driving time.
So is that the ICC standard now? Is that 11 hours?
14 hours on duty and 11 hours of total driving time. Can't go over either one of those.
Has UPS moved over to those electronic logs too? Back years ago, they used to have the cheat sheets. Are you over on electronic log where they track you?
No law for everybody. In fact, there's all kinds of apps you can, people that do this stuff part-time or whatever, they download an app on their phone and keep a log. But, yeah, I've got a UPS-issued electronic log I carry with me. It's on an old refurbished phone.
Well, fun in the neighborhood, tell you what. I figured it up about a year ago, and with my business, from about 76 until 96 or 90, no, I take that back, from 76 until about 2019, I logged about 2.5 million.
I don't know what my logs are, because for the first 25 years, I was just driving package local, you know, anywhere from 70 to 120 miles a day. And of course, now I'm not over the road, but this route, I do 369 miles a night, whatever I were on this route. If I run it, if everything goes well and I don't have to detour anywhere, but I have no idea what my mileage is total career-wise.
Well, the way I was able to total up that figure was by the number of vehicles that I wore out. I ran a vehicle about 3 to 4 years and took it and traded. And in that 3 to 4 years, I had between 2 and 275. I mean, I kept the wheels turning, running, and it was all in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee, and Virginia, and West Virginia, right in this southeast region. For me, a day trip was just down to Charleston, worked 6-8 hours, turn around and come back.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of people out there like that do that kind of thing. A lot of travelers on the road for business.
An old man, he got old real quick, and I put away a lot of cardboard food.
See now, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Try to convince my wife that the reason I'm in the health I am is because that I eat out every once in a while, or I sneak stuff behind your back.
My wife and my friends, you know, at 68 years old, you know, all that cardboard food with all the preservatives is what kept me looking so good.
Everybody has their own perspective, don't they?
When they bury me, it'll be just like an old piece of tanned leather, I guess. Oh, me. And, you know, sometimes you just got to put a good coat of paint on an old barn to keep perspective.
But, you know, just painting the outside, sometimes the inside wears out, and painting the outside doesn't take care of that.
Sweetie is now retired, and she is trying to slim me down a little bit and, you know, trying to keep me around a little while. Well, listen, I'm getting a phone call. I'll be right back in just a minute because it's probably a telemarketer.
N4, is that okay?